I want to get Craig Forrest take Soccer Central analyst for Sportsnet. Hey, Craig, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
Do you like this Ronaldo stuff he's doing with the chin? Are you a fan of it? Because I think it's terrific.
I like it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the comparisons between the two has gone on for years and years. And one thing we do know for sure is that the two incredible players and two of the very best players that have ever played the game. There's no doubt about that. Where they stand as far as 1, 2 to 5 or whatever is people to debate about, and that'll go on forever. But it's terrific. Ronaldo's doing well, obviously, brilliantly well with Portugal in this tournament so far, and Argentina and Messi, after him missing the penalty or the penalty being saved, have a lot of pressure on them today when they play against Croatia.
Yeah, and Ronaldo had his 85th goal for his country yesterday, breaking the European record. You have to think he's odds-on favorite for the early vote for the Golden Boot.
Well, you'd think so, depending on how far they go. Where they're looking good, you know, they stumble into the quarterfinals, and we saw what happened in Euro, really, with a side that defended incredibly well. Didn't even win a group stage game to get out and got out in third. So they know what they're doing. They know they're not one of the favorites, but they know with a little bit of luck and with Ronaldo on the side, you always got a shot.
Craig, you mentioned the match, and that's the marquee match of the day today from Russia at 2 o'clock, Croatia and Argentina. And you mentioned that that draw with Iceland was very surprising. Messi had his penalty saved. And that's a team that made it all the way to the final before ultimately losing to Germany 4 years ago. How good is this Argentinian side? Are they not as good as we think they are? Because they looked a little weak. They looked a little disjointed in that match with Iceland. Are they susceptible to a loss here to a Croatian team that has a exceptionally strong midfield?
Yes, yeah, they absolutely are. Argentina are a fine side. They're certainly, I think, placed as far as the bookies go in the area of, you know, not the favorites, but a side that can obviously be dangerous with Messi in the side and some good, obviously, other players too. But Croatia are a really solid unit, play incredibly well. And with Modric, the Real Madrid player in midfield, like you said, the midfield incredibly strong and great attitude as well. That game could go either way. And we could see Argentina in a massive amount of trouble if they don't get 3 points.
I was worried about Spain coming into this tournament just because they'd fired their coach on the eve of it. But they had a bit of a scare yesterday. Iran had some solid defense.
They really did. The Iranians were, you know, well coached. Cuadrado has done a great job with them. They got the result in the first game. They still got a really good chance, so they did give them a scare. The Spanish team, you know, with Lopetegui being let go just before the tournament, was obviously a knock for them. But I've said this before with them, they're, you know, incredibly good players. They know their system really well. They're well drilled, well rehearsed. Great characters in the side, and a good assistant there is now that's taken over. So I think beside all of that, I think they know what they're doing, and they're still strong enough to go all the way.
Soccer Central analyst for Sportsnet, Craig Forrest, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. Craig, we saw the match earlier this morning. It was Denmark and Australia playing to a 1-1 tie and a questionable handball call that went to VAR, and then they awarded the Socceroos the penalty. They score. They end up with a 1-1 tie. What's your take on the VAR so far? Was that a penalty, in fact, this morning? Do you think it was a handball? And do you kind of like this video review system? Because I didn't expect it to be used as much as it actually has been.
I didn't either. However, I think for the most part, because of what we've seen in domestic leagues in Europe that have tried it, even in England, they didn't try in the Premier League, but they did it in the FA Cup, and they're delaying it one more year because there are so many issues with it. It was really confusing for everybody. So I was very worried about it coming into this World Cup that maybe it's not quite there yet and what they use it for. But for the most part, I think it's been really good. I think it's cut out as well as the conversations before the World Cup by FIFA, cut out some of the play acting we haven't seen. It's not been epidemic levels that we've seen in the past, which is really quite refreshing. I think as the tournament goes on, we might see more of it as the pressure and the stakes get a little bit higher. As far as the penalty goes, I think in that instance, I think what they're trying to do or what they should be doing is just something that's blatantly obvious, not something that's at all disputed. And that today, the handball against Australia or against Denmark, I think is disputed. I think that the, you know, his arm isn't in an unnatural position. He's jumping into the player, and the ball is more for me is hand or ball to hand as opposed to hand ball. In the rules, it's supposed to be intentional, but obviously that's not always the case. And I think it was a little bit harsh on that particular call. But again, for the most part, I think they're getting them right.
Craig, are we going to see the day where VAR is used in CONCACAF qualifying? Because how are we going to have that dodgy officiating in CONCACAF if there is, in fact, VAR?
Yeah, you know CONCACAF very well. Yeah, very refereeing in the past. Well, that's a good question. I honestly think in qualifying, that's going to be pretty impossible. Some of the games are going to have the cameras or the angles to be able to be fair. So whether they use it in part of the qualifying or not at all, I would say that they would use it not at all, unless they can all be fair and equal throughout the games, no matter whether you're playing in St. Lucia or the United States or Canada. So it's going to be something we'll see at the top national team gigs, but I don't think in qualifying, not in CONCACAF. I just don't think we have that possibility quite yet.
Germany is obviously the defending champs. They got stunned by Mexico on day four, 1-0. But they play Sweden on Saturday, and they better get their whatever together because they looked really awful. Although Mexico was really good.
Oh, Mexico, you know, that was amazing from the Mexicans. I mean, I've played them several times and had some very good teams in the past, and players Hugo Sanchez and Campos and various players like that. But that was fearless play. And you got to credit their coach as well, who's taken a lot of flack down there. If they're not massively successful, the knives are out really quickly. And they were brave, and they went about it in an attacking way to defend really deeply, but then attack with some flair and some pace with four men running forward, and the Germans were caught off. And don't they think they expected it? And the Mexicans, in my opinion, totally deserved it. So if there's one side that can turn things around and get it right, it's Germany. If you remember, even 2014, there was a lot of criticism in the group stage leading up about where Lamb was playing and whether he was going to play or not, and the system of what Loeb was going to do. Lots of problems there. They seem to keep themselves together. They won't fight. I think even a couple of the players have talked about it within the club, within the organization, the association. Everybody's going to keep their heads at this present moment. But yes, there's a lot of pressure on them against the Swedish team, who they know very well, obviously, because they play in Europe in the qualifying and have been well scouted.